The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
Who need that? No, no, no. Oh, Lawa. Who need that?
Welcome to the Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now your hosts of the Forcecast, Jim.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Forcecast. I'm Dustin Roberts.
Hey, and I'm Jay Shepard. Glad you could join us today.
Jason and Pete are taking a break today, so Jay and I have scored a very special episode for all our fans out there.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I really didn't think we were going to be able to pull this off.
Should we give them a little hint of what they could expect?
Well, there's a certain character that I'm sure everyone is very familiar with. He's only with us for another season because he needs to go into Tosse Station to pick up some power converters. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Mark...
Whoa. Hang on a second. Don't spoil it. Let's let everyone enjoy this together. And now, without further ado, here's the Forcecast Special Edition.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Force.net podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jedi Swank, and with me...
as always, is Master Nadal.
And we're going to bring you all the news that's fit to muse...
for a Star Wars fan.
Does that work? Did that work? All the news that's fit to muse? I don't think that works.
No, that's probably pretty bad, actually.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to report on everything that happened in the Star Wars fan universe in the last couple of weeks. So, Comic-Con, the big story as far as Star Wars fandom goes. Lots of things were talked about. Lots of new products to... make us go to the poorhouse.
Yes. Hasbro, Sideshow, Gentle Giant, everybody had... Master Replicas. Everybody had a say in what the next thing is going to be that is going to cause you to ring up that card. And
Sideshow starting already?
Yes.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's spectacular, but man...
Right. We've got all kinds of news. We've got our own Dustin Roberts, who presided over the Fan Film Awards at the con. That was sort of his first official gig as president of the fan club. So we're happy for Dustin that it's over. It's official. He is the official Hyperspace Fan Club president. So
yes, congratulations, Dustin.
Congrats, Dustin. We all want. I want a post. I want a cabinet position.
Yes.
I mean, don't you think we should have a little something? We're part of the ForceNet family.
I think you may be getting ahead of yourself a little bit.
I might be. I just might be. And anyway, so we're going to kind of recap Comic-Con. I'm sure a lot of you have been following it on the Force.net and a lot of the other fan sites and podcasts out there, but we'll try to do it with our own unique blend of presentation of news and a little bit of commentary as well.
Absolutely.
So let's just get into it.
Oh, yeah.
Comic-Con and the Steve Sansweet Spectacular, as they called it.
Yes.
Was it spectacular, though?
I think it was a little bit underwhelming for a lot of people. I think most people at this point have kind of come off a little bit underwhelmed by the news or lack thereof that was given out that day.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I know I was kind of... Really what I was waiting for was that they were going to show a clip from the animated series or have some concept art or something.
Or something, or some sort of announcement.
Yeah, something other than it's still coming.
Yeah,
the
live action series, or something that was going to be more than just we're almost there, which we've been hearing for quite some time.
So. Right. I mean, the only thing we really did get, as far as the animated series goes, was confirmation that we will get a sneak peek at C4.
Right.
Which
means the debut of the series is not going to be until fall. Which,
I think we kind of all suspected.
Right.
You know, I think we all knew it was going to be 07, not 06. I kind of thought that we might get something by fall or, you know, around Christmas time of 06. But I think that was just that was too optimistic.
Probably just being a little bit too aggressive as far as timing goes. And I'm
yeah,
sure
they
probably
they would have wanted to, but yeah. So the animated series is going to we're going to get a sneak peek at C4X, and it hasn't been announced, but we're guessing most likely a fall 07 start date on that. So right. So but that really wasn't even the biggest news. No. I mean, probably the biggest news was just, in general, the 30th anniversary next year. They unveiled the logo.
Right.
Which I think is kind of cool.
I was kind of a little bit underwhelmed by that as well.
That's sort of like your word now. You're just, in general, just
yes, well,
underwhelmed.
That wasn't the theme of the weekend, but maybe for that presentation it might have been. But
right.
I just thought it seemed a little bit cartoony to me. But then again, going back to last year's C3 logo and that kind of stuff, I thought that was a little bit cartoony looking too. But it grew on me, and I end up liking it a lot. So
you might like it.
I might come back and.
I totally was not with the C3 Vader logo at first.
Right.
I really didn't care for it. But it. I don't know. Maybe it was just being there at the convention. I kind of dug it. Every time I saw it, I kind of dug it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the you can check that out on, of course, Force.net. We've got a picture of it, and you can see it at the official site, StarWars.com. They did show video, not of the TV show. They did show video of the game. We've seen it now. We weren't at Comic-Con, but Hyperspace actually put it up there for people to take a look at that didn't get a chance to be at the show. It looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, it looks like some really awesome force powers with some really cool effects thrown in there. If you get a chance, definitely go see it if you're a Hyperspace member, because it really brings up a lot of cool possibilities that could be happening, especially
the ship, the TIE fighter. That was pretty awesome. One of the characters actually force lifts a bunch of debris and throws it into a TIE fighter and actually, you know, blows up the ship. So it's very cool.
Right.
And I love the stormtroopers crying for help.
Right.
Help me!
And the troopers getting, you know, force thrown and helmets coming off and, the Temuera Murrus and Visage being there and everything.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I don't know if you're following it, the Secrets of Star Wars 07, the exclusive photos that are on the official site, they're not really all that exciting to me. Because I think the luster is gone because we know what they are.
Right.
We know that they're not animatics from, you know, or any kind of concept art for the cartoon. We know it's for this video game. And the video game is very cool. I mean, don't get me wrong, but there were two photos that I thought were kind of neat. One was called Greatly Exaggerated, where they sort of reveal that Shaak Ti is not dead.
Yes, she has the staying power of some stars that we've never seen before.
She's like Freddy Krueger or something. I mean, she's just... How many... She was killed in the novel by Anakin.
Yes.
She was killed in a deleted scene of the film by Grievous.
Right.
And she did she die in the comic in another way? I've lost track.
I think
I don't
she
even
may
know.
Have. You know, there was something else that she died there as well. So
apparently in the official canon of the Star Wars universe... She's not dead.
That's right. That's just lore that's been greatly exaggerated,
right.
as the picture suggests.
And the other photo is it looks like, I can't tell if that's Anakin or who that is. Somebody is standing in the a Jedi of some sort. Probably not Anakin, because this takes place between 3 and 4. So,
right.
A Jedi that somehow survived Order 66 is coming back into the Council at the Jedi Temple, and it's of course in ruin, and the chairs are all thrown over, and it's just a very cool kind of haunting image, and it says you can never go back. So it looks cool.
Yeah.
So
I think the game will be outstanding, and you know, I haven't been disappointed by any of the Star Wars games that have come out in the past couple of years. So
no, but getting back to the Steve Sansweet Spectacular, a couple of minor announcements. I'd classify them as minor. They're going to kick off the 30th anniversary with the Tournament of Roses parade out in where's that going to be?
That is in Pasadena, California.
where the Rose Bowl is held every year. And the 501st.
I'm not a sports fan, friends. I went to Ohio State. What do I know about the Tournament
exactly.
of Roses?
You shouldn't know anything about that.
But anyway, apparently they're going to have a couple of different floats. One with an Abu theme, one with an Endor theme. And
escorted by the 501st. Was at a lot of the events, and they do a lot of great stuff, so it's always cool to see them out doing
Yeah, apparently this was kind of a tip of the hat from Lucas himself, who's a big fan of the 501st and their efforts as far as charity and just all of the things that they do. They're always there whenever there's an event going on. They're always there to, you know, do security. I know they get some flack because, you know, they're not trained security professionals, but they look damn cool at the events, and I can't imagine a big Star Wars fan event without them.
No, and in every event that we go to, the costumes get better and better. And
yeah, they're fantastic. Celebration Europe apparently is going to happen for our European friends out there.
Would be a great excuse for my first trip to, across the pond, as it were, but
something tells me we wouldn't make it.
No, I think
C4 is going to bankrupt us.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that
between C4 and just the next 6 weeks of Sideshow.
Yes.
Sideshow yes. exclusives are going to kill us. More on that later.
Yes, more on that a little bit later.
Let's see, the live-action TV series, not a whole lot of news there.
Right.
Again, a little bit disappointing because I think people did expect to hear a little more solid information on it.
We're working on it,
yeah.
And
yeah.
You should see it by the end of the decade, if not a little bit sooner.
You know, this is very Lucas. I mean, this TV series is probably going to be something pretty incredible, I would imagine. I think we're going to see something better than Babylon 5 or even, you know, Battlestar Galactica, the reboot of Battlestar Galactica on Sci-Fi Channel. I think this is probably going to be along the lines, I hope, of HBO quality television, episodic television in a sci-fi vein. I mean, I think he's following a similar format, the way they shot the Young Indie series, and shooting it almost like a film rather than episode by episode, going to various locations and shooting everything they need there for the season and everything. You know, they're kind of, I think they're going to shoot a whole season at once is what they're going to try to do.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, not a whole lot of information there, still,
at
we're
least
some, closer.
Some confirmation that they are still working on it, and it is going to happen. So.
Right. So that was pretty much the Steve Sansweet Spectacular. There was it's hardly news, but I think the question was asked about 3D. The movie's in 3D, and he basically said kind of the same thing we've been hearing a lot lately.
Don't hold your breath. There's still a lot that has to happen as far as the theater owners go.
Getting the digital presentation, the digital projectors lined up for that, because they would just never be able to. I mean, I don't think at this point it'd be cost effective, from what they're saying, for Lucasfilm to have a release of these movies in 3D and not have the theaters there to support it.
Right. I mean, if they're just, you know, if you're traveling 3 hours to go see it in 3D, it's not going to happen. People just aren't going to be able to do it. So.
Right, right. So, but anyway, so that was the Steve Sansweet Spectacular. And Steve is always very entertaining, and I think that he's... all joking aside, he is a really good liaison between Lucasfilm and the fans. And you can download, actually, the audio of his... presentation at the official site at StarWars.com. So, more on Comic-Con. More on Comic-Con, and we're going to talk a little bit about Hasbro's presentation in just a minute. So, stay where you are. Hey, Dustin, it's Jason Swank and
Pete Nadel,
and we just wanted to thank you for listening to our very, very quickly done audition tape for you.
I'm wondering
if we're the only ones that sent you a demo tape. We'll never know. But I hope you enjoy it. It's just a little idea of kind of our personalities, and we're, of course, big, big Star Wars fan. Hope you like it. Is that all you have to say?
That, yeah, that was a silent head nod. That was. I'm still getting used to this whole podcasting thing. So,
all right. Thanks, Dustin. Congratulations on the victory. Take care.
Oh, man, that was great, guys.
Man, they just still get better and better.
So I just want to say thanks to Jason and Pete for doing this show week after week and all the hard work they put into it. Excellent job, guys.
Well, what else can I say? Jason and Pete, Jason and Pete, Jason and Pete. Two of the hardest working dudes in podcasting.
From all of us here at TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, may the Force be with you, always.
April Fools, sucker!
I'm gonna fool you.
You talk better than you fool.
I'll fool you up real nice.
You couldn't fool your mother on the foolingest day of your life if you had an electrified fooling machine.
April Fools!
Oh, what noble visionary thought up April Fool's Day.
Like Halloween and Christmas, April Fool's Day traces its origins to pagan ritual.
And that's the story of April Fool's Day.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.